Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. The efforts by the New York Times and others to engage in full-blown media suppression of stories that would damage their liberal allies is now becoming deadly. It's causing real damage to the country. Look at this story at The Blaze by Carlos Garcia. Be up in the show notes today. Bongino.com/newsletter is how you subscribe to the newsletter in the show notes. It's the same thing. The Blaze. Bombshell report says thousands more coronavirus patients were sent to nursing homes than Cuomo previously admitted. The numbers are skyrocketing. Andrew Cuomo, the dreaded governor, the awful governor of New York, abysmal governor of New York, actually got an Emmy Award for his handling of the coronavirus, despite sending COVID-19 infected patients into nursing homes to infect the most vulnerable of citizens of New York State, where many of them, thousands, subsequently died because of his disastrous decision. We're now finding out not only did thousands die, but potentially thousands more died, and they covered it up. Now, all of a sudden, the Associated Press and others, the now part of that is critical, Joseph. Now, all of a sudden, the AP wakes up. This is the bombshell report The Blaze is talking about, and decides it's time to cover Andrew Cuomo. What's going on here? Let me give you a deeper story, because I've been around politics for a long time. And I'm telling you right now, one of the most destructive forces in the United States outside of the forest fire of leftism are the absolutely corrupt cover-up artists in our disgraced mainstream media. I am not kidding. The destruction they are levying on this country is incalculable. You may ask yourself, why now is the Associated Press and others finally starting to talk about stories that are damaging to the left? They do this all the time. The Lincoln Project. Remember the Lenin Project? I don't even want to get into those losers. I don't want to waste a lot of time. Really, they're not even worth my time.
Thank you.
But why all of a sudden are the media talking about them now? Why all of a sudden now are we hearing a little bit more about the Hunter Biden story and the New York Post was unbanned by Twitter? Why now? Why are we hearing from the Associated Press and others now about Andrew Cuomo's disastrous handling of the coronavirus in New York? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the election's over. And the Soviet media did exactly what it was supposed to do. It hid from you information you needed about Cuomo, the Democrats, the groups that were attacking Trump, and the current president's son. It hid from you deliberately that information so you would make uninformed electoral decisions, which would elect their people and give them power. And now they'll leak out the story slowly but surely because they know it will become public at some point. And they'll say, look, we did our homework. And they do this all the time. I saw it when I lived in New York City, where the media will eventually tell the truth after lying to you forever. And you may say, why? Why tell the truth ever? Because they know the story is going to get out. It's impossible to hide it. So they wait till when the story has the least amount of political damage, because that's what the media are, politicians, which is after an election. Then they tell the story and they hope by 2022, the next election, all of it's dissipated and they go to the moveon.org approach. Time to move on. That's old news. When I was living in New York City, they did this. David Dinkins was one of the worst mayors in the history of New York. He just was. But the media loved him. They loved to play identity politics around Dinkins. Dinkins' New York City was a disaster. Everybody knew it. Yet the media covered for him. They covered for him for years. And then when New York got so bad, people were being murdered in the streets in record numbers. The crack epidemic was everywhere. Riots were breaking out in New York. Literally, all this was happening. The media couldn't lie anymore to the New York City residents. But for years they did. And then when Giuliani came in and it all turned around, they finally admitted after years and years that the Dinkins era was a disaster because they tried to save their credibility afterwards. They're doing that now. Don't fall for this scam. The Lincoln Project expose. Too late, folks. Cuomo. Stories now about Hunter Biden. Don't let the media off the hook. You doubt me that the media eventually has to tell the truth? You doubt me? Look at the New York Times. A dyed-in-the-wool leftist. Ezra Klein. Not a very bright guy, but, you know, he's a leftist, so that goes without saying. Writes an opinion piece in the hilarious New York Times. California is making liberals squirm. Ezra Klein is to the left of Lenin. This is his piece, not mine, in the New York Times. California is making liberals squirm? If progressivism can't work there, why should the country believe it can work anywhere else? What? Okay, why? Why is a dyed-in-the-wool snowflake leftist like Ezra, the hapless Ezra Klein? Why is he writing this piece now? Because people in California, Joe, are in open revolt.
Yeah.
They're trying to now recall their left-wing radical nut governor, Gavin Newsom. And the California leftist media and Ezra Klein are panicking, saying, how do we talk about this? There's no one to blame. We can't blame the conservatives. So if we're going to do it, let's do it now, right after an election, and hope the story dies by 2022.
Right, right,
everybody
right.
tracking yeah. horse blinders. That's they can't ignore it. Now, read this. This here's a paragraph from this ridiculous piece by Ezra Klein in the New York Times, where he, the irony of this paragraph is insane. Quote, Ezra Klein, diehard leftist in the New York Slimes. California has the highest poverty rate in the nation. When you factor in housing costs, it vies for the top spot in income inequality too. Just figuring this out now. There are bright spots in recent years. Okay. Irony alert. Electric grid modernization, a deeply progressive plan to tax the wealthy to fund poor school districts, a prison population at a 30-year low. But there's a reason 130,000 more people leave than enter each year. Notice how he has to, because they can't ignore it anymore. California is dominated by Democrats, but many of the people Democrats claim to care about most can't afford to live there. Wait. Joe, are you getting the thick irony here? In the beginning, yes. He's curious as to why California, despite being a bastion of liberal values, they don't have any. Why is California leading the country in poverty and income inequality? We're the liberals, man. We're in it for the little guy. He then explains why and acts confused.
Yeah.
Because they have a deeply progressive plan to tax the wealthy, to fund poor school districts that are currently closed because they're not teaching their kids, while they're getting their tax money taken to pay for schools that are closed, and you're taxing the wealthy at confiscatory rates who are now leaving, and he gives the number. 130,000 more people leave than enter. Is this guy a dunce? He explains it why California sucks right here, and he's confused. We tax the hell out of our successful residents who are leaving in record numbers. We're letting our prisoners out to attack people on the streets as crime explodes. And then we have these schools that are being funded by ridiculous tax rates that aren't even open. I have never seen one paragraph sum up the absolute failure to self-reflect by liberals all over the world than this paragraph right here.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.